able to see and observe. What we are dealing with today is the report. As per the legislative requirements within your PMFA and also the rules of Parliament that spell out that before we go out and also adopt any budget, we need to adopt a report having gone through all the department and entities and your performance plans and also budget. Sorry. You are therefore expected to go through such a report and accordingly take us forward with this process. That's the major thing that is before us and having to meet this time. And then I must also mention that for us to do that, we shall also require a quorum. But what I propose we do, we go through it itself, I mean the report. Upon having gotten through it, Ngosikelikhulu has just gone past. I want to suspect it's getting lost. What I would propose you do, we go through the report itself. At the time we shall be expected to adopt, we accordingly look into that quorum. That is my suggestion, members. If that is fine, we should then go ahead. In other words, we go through the report itself. It's in black and white. It's got about how many pages? 19 pages. If that is fine, if that is also the only item on the agenda, we shall then move that, adopt that item on the agenda, and then accordingly, yeah. Any comments on the agenda? Only being one item, so to speak, consideration and adoption of a committee report on the strat plan of the department and entities. Going once, Mama?
Chairperson, I think there are no talks for us. It's just to adopt the report. I don't know.
Thank you, Mama. Any second for the adoption? Mr. Gera?
The adoption of the agenda?
Yes.
Yes. The second adoption of the agenda.
Thank you. Any violent objection from Mr. Dafanda? No violent objection. Mm-hmm. Any non-violent one? Okay, thanks. That shall assist us in going forward, members. That practice, if not a norm, assists us as we do our work, because at times, you know, you attend other meetings and you chair the meetings. If you did not adopt an agenda, at times, you know, people come up with issues at the end. So it assists you, I mean, if you were to say, yeah, but we only have one item. We had agreed, we moved, we seconded. There was no objection. If there are issues you raise, those shall have to be rescheduled for the next meeting. Thanks for that. Welcome, Nkosi. We only have one item on the agenda, which is a report before us, draft report of the committee on the department and its entities, is dated today. Okay, I take it we did go through the report itself. And this report assists us towards the 29th of May, that big day, Mr. Gaylor. 29th. Is the budget for today?
I just saw your name in the paper, the Eastern Cape. What's happening there?
On the 29th.
Okay. I'm
sure
you're there.
No, no, no. That's not for part of that. That's the result of your work, Mr. King. Okay. Members, that's the first page. All of those issues raised, you know, alignment, whether those are in the order of any priority, but all important. Any alignments alignment areas that is left out of those areas? I take it we are done with page one. Page two. Those are the legislations. They include, among others, this is not a conclusive list of legislation that informs the work of the department. That's what that inter alia means. The only area that I have which we always, unless it is, you see that there are two issues at times in this report. It is either what the department shall have presented without any reflection of any discussion from the committee, or it then also becomes a discussion from this committee. The point I want to raise here is the second paragraph that begins with, to support the NDP's land reform objects of the department's CASP. It talks about providing post-settlement support to targeted land reform beneficiaries. We always talk about also a need for a pre-settlement support. As I said again, whether this is what the department presented, and then the reflection of a discussion, can you comment quickly, Noxola, or what I'm trying to establish, members? Are two things. The department does present it does present its own plan and budget. This could just be one of those issues. But you also do have the committee's reflection on those submissions. Whether that discussion is reflected in this document, in this report. I know that at the end you have recommendations. Whether those recommendations are conclusive of all of our inputs. So does it make sense, the point I'm raising? Because one of the issues for me there is, you know, that pre-settlement support, whether it does get to be highlighted anywhere, save for the land reform on the very last page, on page 19. It only talks about land reform classes, but addressing again another specific area, but nothing on CASP. Do I clarify myself better, members, on this particular issue? I'm drawing a distinction here between two sets of, you know, issues. One, the department presenting its own plans and budget. And this then could be a summary of that. But within that input of the department, equally important is a reflection of our own discussion. But that is not reflected here. But only insofar as the concluding recommendations, wherein these issues are literally lifted up. But those that we have there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, they do not cover all of what we shall have been deliberating upon. I'm just citing but one example on this specific matter about, you know, pre-settlement support. To an extent also, one other issue that is my pet discussion point is that, you know, when you are, I was reminded by one part of this National Treasury framework for managing program performance information. Again, related to CAP, the budget has been increasing from 900 million, currently standing at 1.6 billion. The point raised here on power of measuring results in this National Treasury's report, or other framework, it says if you do not measure results, you cannot tell success from failure. What we have been emphasizing upon on the CAP program is that, you know, it is just disbursement of money, so, you know, without any measurement of any success stories or not. To an extent, that measurement must be spoken to in terms of having grown the small-scale farmer to being medium and to being large commercial. Whether those measurements are in existence or not. So this is one other area. These are the two areas I'm just citing. Again, in the absence of that deliberation that we had, I'm deciding to raise it on a section, page 2, where in the department shall have been submitting its plans and budget. You want to comment on that?
When we were drafting this report, we didn't include the deliberations due to the fact that we only look at, especially at the recommendations done by the committee. If you can, if you go back to our committee minutes, then they are disparate. If they are reflected in the meeting, in the minutes of the committee, not in the report. But if you want us to include those deliberations in the report, we can do that. We don't have a problem. But we normally not include the deliberations in the report. We only include them in the minutes of the meeting that day.
No, sir.
Good evening, members. I just want to add that if members want the deliberations of the meeting that we had to be included in the report, that can be done. However, as I recall, the briefing for the department was on the 18th of April. I won't get to the entities, but as far as the department was concerned, there was never any discussions about CAP. The report only reflects on what has been presented and what has been deliberated on. However, if members want to add issues, they can still add those in the form of recommendations, but not as part of the report because they were not discussed on the day of the report.
Mr. Keira?
Yes, I tend to agree with Nokzola that we must edit on their recommendations. And that's how I've seen it being done on other committees as well. Because we had a concern about cost, that we're just dumping money. There's no monitoring, there's nothing at all. So let us put it in the recommendations. Thank you.
Okay. So shall we take it that all the issues that we have been dealing with over the past, you know, years, you know, proceeding to this, shall be issues. If we still feel strong, they should be covered in the recommendation at the back. Is that fine? Okay. Yes, Mr.
Fondula. Yes, we have the added problem that, you know, when we were speaking to the Auditor General and everybody else, that only 50% of the targets was reached and the budget, the most of the budget was spent. And that needs to be reflected here. We need to put something in place to make sure that it doesn't happen again, that 95% of the targets are met and 100% of the budget is spent. I mean, we must put things in place like that, I would think, recommendations. I don't know how we do it, but we should do it. I also see nothing in the recommendations of anything of the fishing or the fishing branch that came to us when we were in that room there. Although we did have big discussions there, I see nothing of it reflected in here. Also in the recommendations, I see nothing.
Can we do it this way, members? Can we make notes of the areas whilst we had not as yet arrived at those, but also having to deal with those that are going to be dealt with in your page by page? In other words, a little note on the side so that you remind yourself.
I just thought we had a general discussion on what this document should do.
Let's not have a general discussion. Let's have a specific discussion, especially if it would relate to the recommendations. Okay. Take note, make note of those, Mr. Van Dalen, and then we can come back to that later on. I am very specific on the recommendation because what CARF does, it talks only about post-settlement support. And the point I'm raising is that also we need to talk about is a recommendation for future that CARF talks about pre-settlement. Granted, there could be, in fact, there are certainly going to be budget implications because there you're going to be talking about training, among others. Let's include that. That's my view. And then, of course, also the second point on CARF is the measurability of their own program, so that you are to be able to see progress in terms of, you know, growth from small scale to commercial scale in terms of farming. I think those two areas from where I'm seated. I don't know if members have any violent objection to that. Are we fine with those? Straightforward. Okay. Is there anything still on Welcome, Mr. Banga, on page 2?
No.
Again?
on strategic goals of the department, bullet number 3. Improve the income and conditions of farm workers, forest care, and fishery. Yes, it should be forestry and fisheries.
some workers and
forest.
Well, I think those are human beings.
Yeah, yeah.
That we are talking. Somebody who's working in a forestry, supposed to be a forester.
Forester.
And then a fisher person. Mr. Pandara, on the same issue?
It's on also page 2. It says on.
Then we just conclude on this one first. What are we concluding on? How do you talk about people working in the fisheries?
If you say foresters,
mm-hmm.
then you say and fisheries or fishermen.
Mm.
I mean, if you say it's forester, then you say and fishermen.
Mm.
That's what I'm getting to.
Okay, I think it's fisher people, something to that effect.
Yeah.
Fisher or people.
Fishermen.
Mm. Okay, can we conclude on fisher people?
Yeah.
Or fisher persons? Fishers, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think fishers is.
Is stand for people or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that.
We leave it at that.
Yeah, let's just ask no brother to look at it afterwards. It does not sound right. Calling them go right, ma'am. When you read it. It does not make sense when you read it. That's what I'm saying. But let's give them just have a look, Noxola. It's not a major issue.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we have any other thing else still on page 2?
No.
Mr. Pandana?
Yes, I am in the middle on the point 2.3. Talks about the new growth path. It says agriculture has been identified as a key job driver in new growth path. With the potential create opportunities for 300,000. I thought that was a million. I thought they planned to have a million jobs in agriculture, smallholder schemes. And what does it add up? No, it doesn't add up to 300,000, 400,000. It came to a million that it was identified jobs that they would create through agriculture. Yeah, they said a million. All the time it was a million. Why is it now 300,000?
300,000 households.
Yeah, but, I mean, is it still a million jobs? And so there will be three people working in a household.
Well, there's nothing but a million here.
Create job opportunities.
For households.
Yeah, but it was... The minister had always said a million people... it was identified...
But this is what was presented.
Yeah?
This is what was presented.
I can't argue because I wasn't there.
Okay. Page 3. Despite on paragraph starting with the report of the executive authority.
Where is that?
Page 3, 2.4. Consideration of the structure on that same paragraph, the Minister of Agriculture. There's a sentence that says, despite its declining share in the economy, agriculture is still a significantly important sector of the country's economy. Are we able to talk of any specifics there in terms of the actual, as we speak, mentioning is made about, what, 3% growth as a contributor towards GDP. If that sentence would have been more, a lot more definitive in terms of the actual decline. Because it's a statement that is open-ended. You know that?
Unfortunately, it's just a report of what was presented, but if members feel that that statement is out of place, it can be taken out.
Does it make sense, members? because for me, if you were to make such a statement, you know, you might wish to elaborate a little bit in terms of the actual, more or less. Mama?
Which paragraph should be taken? Despite
is
the drainage in the economy?
Yeah, not necessarily the whole paragraph, but probably the sentence. because what you want to do, you want to be a lot more definitive in terms of what our understanding of the decline. Well, I can't think of, you know, of any figure. Unless we say, yes, we leave it at that, and then we come with facts ourselves on our own, outside of this. Failing which, Unokuzola is proposing that perhaps we take away that sentence, because that sentence is not taking us anywhere for all intents and purposes. Say for a generic statement, the agricultural economy is declining. By how much? That's my question I'm having. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mama?
Yes, Chairperson, maybe we should take it out, this declining thing, but continue saying agriculture was still a significantly important sector of the country economy, but despite its declining share in the economy, maybe that issue can be removed.
Are we fine with that view, member?
Let's leave it as it is.
We leave it as it is. And then perhaps we engage ourselves outside of this. Now we're fine with that, remember? Okay. Then the last paragraph for me on that same page, page 3, she reported that interventions requested by DAF included the World Trade Organization, Green Box Subsidy, and DAF was working with the Minister of Finance to ring-fence job fund for the sector. Green Box Subsidy Job Fund. the challenge I have about a number of these statements is that they are open-ended. And again, it could probably be the case of having to engage outside of this exercise that we're in now. Because I'm very keen for us to follow up on that job fund that gets ring-fenced. And I'm also very keen on that green box subsidy by WTO. As what exactly does that mean, exactly what is contained in those two. But again, we might not be able to get the answers now, but this is what was said by Minister of Agriculture, Food and Fisheries. And she's not here to explain or clarify further. Perhaps we leave that, and then we come back outside of this process.
Recommendation.
Oh, recommendation as well.
Yeah.
Mr. Gaylor?
Yeah, no, I was going to say let's leave it because this is what she said in this report. Can they not take it out, but we can come with a recommendation and agree with the recommendation.
Same issue, Mr. Pandana?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Are we fine with page 3? Page 4? Any issues on page 4? Page 5? Once again, it could probably be related to CAS, among others, on those conditional grants. The DG reported on page one, on paragraph one there on top. The DG, after 10%, was in regular contact with the National Treasury to improve accountability for funds that are transferred to provinces. And the department must intensify activities related to the way it works with the provincial department as a significant portion of the budget is transferred to the provinces. If you remember, we had an issue at one point wherein we had called for CAS to come before Parliament. Not CAS, but the provincial heads of department and MECs. Now, the issue there relates more with the tension, if you like, between National Assembly and provinces as to whether you do have power as the National Assembly. I'm raising National Assembly precisely because National Council of Provinces does interact with the provinces. And they have their own line of communication. But maybe another issue, you know, that could come by for us is that of our own relationship with the National Council of Provinces. For instance, matters of this nature, so that you have a swift, you know, way of interacting with the provinces through the National Council of Provinces. It should be possible. Maybe we're jumping the gun to an extent that provinces, you know, are punishing us, for lack of a better word. They are punishing us because, you know, they have their own modus operandi as provinces in relation to national parliament, and the entry point being the National Council of Provinces. But again, you also have a National Council of Provinces that is not responsive to us working together. I'm using a wrong word when I say they're not responsive. Because every time you try and link up with Mrs. Kugani, you know, they are almost all out in the province almost all the time. As a result, you know, we might wish to see how best we, on these areas where there are, you know, these conditional grants in provinces, we need to find a way of dealing with those, perhaps with our counterparts in the National Council of Provinces, because what has been proving to be the fact is that when dealing with provinces directly, we always have those tensions. My suggestion is that, as a recommendation, you know, we structure, you know, periodic sessions with National Council of Provinces on specific areas. If we were to say CASP, if there is to be any other disbursement, because the point is raised there that says a significant portion of DAF budget is transferred to provinces, so that we're able to identify those areas that constitute that significant portion and then structure our interaction accordingly with the NCOP. So that is what I would recommend at the end. That would include CASP among others. Comments? Is that a straightforward one?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, ma'am. Good.
Why is Pindo? The maybe the second sentence which talks about involving stakeholders like the district municipalities. Is there any way or any means where the department funds the projects in the district directly, or maybe they are funded by the province? Just a question for clarity. I'm seeing here, or I'm reading here, the AFWA is also intensifying engagement with stakeholders and other government departments, as well as strengthening its oversight work in all district municipalities. Just wanted to get the clarity whether maybe is that portion of that inclusion of district municipalities is it a relevant structure as far as the national government workings with the provinces?
I'm not sure about any work that is done in the in the district.
It's part of the project or the conditional grants that the department has transferred to provinces. But members will recall that districts are in provinces, and in most areas, projects will be in districts. Even if it's a provincial project, it will be in a certain district. And last year, the department has mentioned and sent a list to the committee of its directors that it has seconded to certain specific districts where there are projects that are funded by the department. I think that is part of that in terms of oversight. They don't necessarily are placed in those districts, but if for example, I talk about Amatole District Municipality, there will be a manager, be it a director or chief director in the department, who's supposed to know what projects does the department have in Amatole, even if it's a CASP-funded or land care project.
Are we fine with that, members? But I think the point raised by Inkosi is quite pertinent, because I guess the question there is whether the national department is able to disperse any funds to an extent that we have to exercise oversight in districts. Because I think by default, you are saying it is disbursement to provinces. It is then provinces where they go to the districts. So the interaction, therefore, happens only insofar as the provinces are concerned. It is the provinces that take you to the districts. So the department on its own from Pretoria, they do not go directly to districts. Do they? They go to the provinces, and they are then taken to the respective districts by the province concerned.
In terms of their new oversight models, where they place senior management to specific districts, they do go to districts, because that's where the province will decide who will implement CASP projects in districts 1, 2, 3. And that's how they will report to the national department. So that senior manager, when he or she wants to go and do oversight on those specific projects, he or she can go directly to the district where the project is.
I think that also clarifies us a lot more in terms of the workings of the department, which then calls on us also to be a lot more clearer and clever, I want to add, vigilant, so that we can also be able to go direct, you know, to those districts. But I think equally important here is that link between us and the province, so that we don't lose that one as well. I think let's leave it at that as well at this point. So it's better that we are in the know. Is there anything else still on page 5?
No.
General increase in the budget allocation, except for forests and fisheries. Now, the other area of interest for me is page 6, which is flowing out of page 5.
Mm.
Key programs such as those all received increased allocation, and those figures are expressed there respectively. Significant allocations for the medium term were as follows, and those figures are pointed with those bullet points. I think it is high time that, as a recommendation, that we get to indicate to the department, because of the challenge that is there insofar as the relationships are concerned between agriculture, forest fisheries, rural development, to an extent also social development. Who does infrastructure? To an extent, you are going to see lots and lots of competition there. For instance, on fencing of the borders, Zimbabwe and Mozambique, whether you're going to be managing stock theft or foot and mouth diseases, when we went out there in Mozambique, what became very clear, having met with that border control coordinating structure, you have a number of other departments that are there.
Mm.
For the department to put up such a lump sum of money, it raises some eyebrows. Whether is this a contribution towards that border control, or is the department's role cannot be that of having to fence. It's supposed to be a security responsibility. Equally, it is supposed to be a home affairs responsibility, probably. Mr. Gaylor?
If things were working right, infrastructure is done by public authority. What the department should be doing is to ring-fence that money, so that public works then request the amount for fencing. It's supposed to be working like that. It is public works who's doing infrastructure of the government. So it is their duty to do all infrastructure.
That talks to fencing, that talks to drilling and boreholes.
Yes.
That talks to fencing again on land care program. That talks to improve provincial and rural agriculture colleges.
Mm.
Now, these are the areas, and I'm so convinced that in one way or another, we are certainly going to find all sorts of duplication. Mama?
Yeah, especially there on the 250 million for fences along the borders with the PM and the Zambia there. I'm not really clear, because there are many, many departments there. And here, DAF is contributing a lot of millions, whereas it's not DAF alone. If it was maybe bullet 1, 2, 3, 4, 45 million on for fencing under the land care program grant. But that one, yeah, 250 million. Yes, there can be duplicates with other departments.
I think the recommendation there on those areas must be about a need for the department to ring fence all those programs together with other relevant departments. I'm not sure. I'm tempted to say, let's go the ring fencing route. I'm equally tempted to say those infrastructure areas do not belong here. Mr. Keller? Noted, Mama.
Yeah, I think, Chairperson, there are a lot of departments involved in this here. Agriculture is involved because they have to control the foot and mouth and all that. Health is involved. Home Affairs, International Affairs. But what we then, if those pity these committees don't work together sometimes, we need to find out how much is in those other committees for fencing. This is where the answer is, because I know in public works there's money for fencing as well. And that those monies must then be ring-fenced. And the department that's involved in infrastructure must come up with a plan in which we are supposed to be having a copy. Because that's where, you know, that's where all the corruption happens to these tenders. These are tenders here, Chairperson. Let's not run away. This is simply tenders. It's the bottom line.
Tenders?
Yeah, no. Fencing is a tender. And it's been here. That's what's happening here. So then we need them to be vigilant to know. If you talk of 200 million for fencing, which border are you going to fence? Health, are you fencing any border? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? These are simply tenders. That's where government, that's where all the corruption happens here, in this corner here. Thank you, Chairperson.
Mama?
My
speak to the mic.
When it pertains to this stop theft and incidences of foot and mouth disease, to me, I think this problem is an ongoing problem. It's not an incident where you say this happened, that person. It's an ongoing, the stealing of the fences. Stealing of the we saw it when we were there on the border line, that it's an ongoing fixing of those. It is on a daily basis. I don't know. I think it suffices. And it multidisciplinary approach as well. So I don't know.
Mr. Banga?
Chair, it's unfortunate I arrived late. I assume that we are dealing with the report on the committee report as presented by the department. I'm worried that now we're getting to, because our duty is to check whether what has been captured is what has been presented. Now, unfortunately, we are starting a meeting and have no department here. The issues were raising. That's why I was so quiet, because I didn't know what was happening. Because we're supposed to look into, say, this is what was presented, this is what is left in the report, this is what needs to be...
Go to page 19, Mr. Banga, where the recommendations. That's where we are talking to.
Yeah.
Anything and everything that is written here is not being questioned. This is a fact that these were presented, submitted by the department. But what is it that we are saying? In other words, at the end, we need to make recommendations. all whatever we say here now goes to those recommendations. We did arrive at that point where you are at, you know, in history. This was 1912. Now we have moved from 1912, or in 2013.
Yeah.
Are you in 1912?
No, take us forward. Can we not accept the report as what it was and then go straight to the recommendations and come up with the recommendations?
This process is assisting us so well.
Well,
also having to go per page.
You know,
because why I'm saying that, if I'm imagining, if we were to say, let's just skip all these pages, and there's a lot of detail there that we can pick up, which assists us towards the recommendation.
Chair, I would agree with you totally, but if I had thought, and this is maybe tongue in the cheek, that the recommendations we make somebody would listen to it and it would take us forward. But all the recommendations we had made previously, they are still outstanding, and it's just recommendations. So, I would rather go home.
Okay, I think what Mr. Pandalan is saying there is that we should pass on page 6.
Yeah.
In a nutshell, that's what you are saying. Yeah, so we have made a recommendation that says there are two issues for me. I'm confused from where I'm seated.
Mm.
One is that you ring fence all of these infrastructure funds, failing which you recommend to the department not to engage in infrastructure funds, or rather programs, because those belong to other departments like rural development.
It could be that
the latter.
Yeah, no, it must have been
ring fence.
They belong to other departments. That's the bottom line.
Okay. No, sir.
I'm not sure what members mean by ring fencing. Animal health, foot and mouth disease are the problems of agriculture. Irrespective of who puts the fences out there, the money to ensure that those borders are protected has to come from agriculture. When this was presented in the committee, it was the opportunity for members to ask the department how do they go about on those infrastructure projects. But the money has to come from them. Whether they appoint their own consultants or they transfer the money to public works is another issue.
The point raised by members here is that you're going to have rural development having the same program. To an extent, both of them could find themselves on that same border, almost having to be expected to do the same thing. The point raised is that ring-fence those and identify a lead department that must implement on this. I think that's what we're saying. Mr. Van Gera?
Yes, that's what we're saying. We're saying ring-fence those and find a lead department. Yours is agriculture, that's all. But ring fence it, and the lead department must then do the fencing. That's all we are saying.
Okay. I think the recommendation is very clear. Okay, we're done with that, members?
Yeah.
We are now on page 7. The only area that I looked at for me is on program 2, very last paragraph, agriculture production, health and food safety. Purpose of program is to manage risks associated with animal diseases, plant pests, genetically modified organisms, and restriction. That GMO, is this posed here as a problem area? risk associated with animal diseases, plant pests, GMO, and restriction of food, of products, sorry, used in agriculture. Is it seen as a risk?
Yes, Chairperson, that's why there's a long process for anyone to be allowed to be involved in trials on GMOs in the country, because not everything is risk-free. They are not saying they are a threat, but they say risks associated with when it comes to planting GMO seeds or crops in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the purpose of the program. We can't question it. It's always been there.
I don't know, we can question it. It's not a question. We can. Mr. Van Dalen?
Yes, I don't know if I heard it in committee or somewhere else, but these GMOs, they are genetically modified seeds that you plant and you pay for them, and if you reuse them again, it's like under license. You have to pay for it again. If you in the old times when you have seeds, and in the year before you take the seeds and you dry it out, and the next year you use it. And with GMOs, the risk is that those seeds, although it gives you a bigger or better crop, then they charge you again for the seeds, although you have harvested it from them. And they actually sue you if you use their genetically modified goods. They can say it's theirs. There was a big article in the newspaper about it as well.
Okay, I think that one is a straightforward one. It's a submission from the department. It lists, among other GMOs, as a risk. That's precisely the point, because we need to engage also. I was spoken to by the chair of health committee, Dr. Kokwana, who is very keen that our committees together, we take a serious discussion on this matter.
Mm, I think so.
Yeah.
Together with the departments, both departments. But again, the point here is, this is now outside of...
We can make a recommendation.
It is a recommendation.
That's why I thought we make those recommendations.
Okay. It's more of a recommendation on the way forward, outside of the budget.
Hmm.
More on our day-to-day work. Granted, our exercise here is about plans and budget. But again, we are free to work outside those parameters, as we recommend. Okay, anything else on page 7? We are now on page 8, if we are fine. And paragraph 3, in terms of animal production, that paragraph there, sorry, page 8, there's a paragraph, the spending, that's my second paragraph, in terms of animal production is my third paragraph. A significant increase in expenditure over the medium term was reported in animal production and health sub-program due to an additional funding of 492 to build and modernize an additional 54.6. Is that an additional amount? Because my understanding was that 54 is dissected out of that 492. Is that an additional amount?
59. Sorry, Chair. The 492 goes to OBP. The 54.6 million goes to the department for the quarantine station. It's an additional amount in the program budget, program 2.
Okay. No, it was a clarity on our side. Members, are we having anything on page
8? No.
Are we fine with page 8? Thank you. Page 9. 10. On the forestry, there are two issues there. One relates to category A of those plantations. It is not here, but you would wish to lift it out. Those are the plantations that have been privatized by Public Works through SAFCO, Public Enterprise through SAFCO. What we have experienced over the years, since 2005, if I'm not mistaken, is that government had allocated 10% of shareholding for those communities within those plantation areas. And that has not been effected upon. That's one part. To an extent, Public Enterprise owes those communities such big amounts of money, because you do not know where those monies are going. I'm not sure whether I'm clear on this one. We should be familiar about some of these plantations where there has been such privatization transactions that took place. We are hearing very little of that, if anything. The second point that we are not hearing much about relates to some of those plantations that have since been harvested, but no exit strategies being effected upon in terms of reforestation. And we are not hearing much, if anything. And I know for a fact that in one part of Southern Cape, we've got about 20,000 hectares that needed to be reforested. There is no budget for that as well. I think mentioned in this regard. My recommendation in these two regards, therefore, would be that the department must give light to the 10% shareholding by communities in that privatization transaction process that took place. The second one for me would be the reforestation of those areas that have, for over 4 years now, have not been reforested upon harvesting that took place. I think the what you call it, the Forestry Steward Council, gives you what, how many years before you can replant or reforest again? 4 years, 5 years? In fact, it's actually since 1999, not even 4 years. Since 1999, those forests have not been reforested upon. So it's almost more than 10 years now. The challenges in that regard are such that those pieces of land, it can be very difficult for you to rehabilitate them for any reforestation. That's where the challenge is. Those were the two areas for me that we might wish to recommend so that we don't only read about vacancies and so on and so forth. We read more about real, you know, projects on the ground that attract jobs, that attract enterprise development. I'm sure you're not leaving us, Norton, huh? Because we shall have a quorum problem. Yeah, we have to adopt this. We are not far, we'll just be done. Let's allow him to sleep as well. There are no cameras that shall watch. So those would be my only comments I can make on this page 10 on that forestry and natural resource management. Are we fine with those members? Is there anything else? Okay, I take it that we're passing on page 10. Page 11, your pet subject, Mr. Pandaren, fisheries. Nothing to say. Straightforward. Brenda Fassi.
Chairman, if I thought it would make a big difference, I would raise the roof. But I don't think it will make a difference.
I raise the ceiling at this time. Okay. The only comment I can make on on that subject matter there would relate to a need for the department in this program to, I don't know whether to collaborate or to... There's a Department of Trade and Industry that has got an aquaculture development program. It's a very strong program. And I don't see any alignment between these two. If it is there, I don't see it. To an extent, you might wish to say, let's urge the department to work as a recommendation together with the trade and industry on this aquaculture program that they have. Are we fine? Is anything else, Mr. Pandaren?
I think all is good.
Okay. If they done that much damage in deflating you.
Yes, lost faith.
Okay, page 12. Entities, ARC. Found it straightforward. Page 13. Page 14. Sorry. Page 15. Page 16. I think the issues are straightforward.
Yeah.
These are issues that warrant us to follow up on. I mean, the EU ban on our citrus. There was also an issue about, you know, the ban on our citrus in Thailand. We never got to hear what transpired out of that, and the black spot. In page 17.
Right.
On page. On National Agriculture Marketing Council and also on ARC, My recommendation would be that there must be one program. What do you call Kaonafaso Dukhomo?
Kaonafaso
Yadukhomo. And also the program by ARC, what do you call it? It's red meat producing, what?
Kaonafaso Yadukhomo is the ARC project.
The
NAMC, they are the two programs are different in that the NAMC focuses on the marketing side, and they only do the feeding. While the Ghana Fazoya the Homo, they look at all aspects, including breeding. Yes, the Ghana Fazoya the Homo is the ARC one.
The point again for me, because the Ghana Fazoya the Homo would include the fattening program. Am I right?
I'm not sure about the details, but they probably are doing that in cases where they are dealing with beef cattle. But the projects that I know in Limpopo, I think, are on dairy.
The main issue for me, Mama, sorry. The main issue here, members, is that the two programs, they use the same resources. To an extent, I even see duplication. To an extent, you might wish to make a lot of impact, a bigger impact. If you are to say, let's all have one program, whether you're going to have a myriad of other issues related to that value chain with the ARC, what stops the National Agriculture Marketing Council from getting together with ARC and have one program? That's where I'm coming from. Because these are the same people who are reporting to the same department. I think, in my view, members, we need to say the two must come together and exchange notes and see whether or not they cannot collaborate and do one thing. If they are not doing one thing or something, the other one can just join the other and have one program and then do one thing once. It's on. Now, that would be my recommendation, that the two must come together and have one program that collaborates the programs into one. Okay? Naha Farms, being the last. Can we be concrete on that one? The one part on that sentence, rather page, the chief executive officer, that's page 4th paragraph, presented the strategic plan of Naha Farms. But that was not a strategic plan, am I right?
He presented
what he thought was a strategic plan. Can we comment quickly, members, on that page? Mama?
Chairperson, it depends as a committee, how do we want to put that on our recommendations? Because here they said they presented the strategic plan, whereas that strategic plan was not really holding water. That's why I'm saying it depends on us.
and how do we put it on recommendation, and how do we frame a recommendation from that? Members, as you will recall, we have agreed that what was lacking on the report was the actual discussion, which are on the minutes. And we have agreed that we will include those as section 4, as we can say discussion and conclusion, and include all the discussions of by the committee of the department's briefings, including the entities. And I think on the minutes for Ngwega, the committee's dissatisfaction with the document that was presented is reflected in the minutes. So we can include that there, irrespective of what the committee decides in terms of recommendations.
Comments? Are we fine? It's a straightforward one. We've held endless discussion on this speech, on this matter. Okay. I think we're almost there. Do you want to quickly run down, granted we have not as yet gotten to a stage where we are not in a position to just give us highlights of areas of recommendation. They may not be in any form that is appropriate for us. We took a recommendation on this, on that, on that, on that, on that. I agree with that.
The first one here was on the post-settlement, that is the CASC issue, and not the...
In other words, members, what we are doing here, over and above what we have there on page 19, we are also reading what has been added upon. Welcome, Mama Nyalungu.
And the second one, Chair, is on the job fund and green box subsidy. We'll also formulate sort of a recommendation around that. Periodic session with the MCOP, specifically in areas like CASP program, and the issue of significant transfers from DAS goes to the provinces. As another one is the clarity, the department should also reference the issue of infrastructure program, such as fencing, with the relevant department, or the it should have a lead department with regard to the infrastructure development. There was also another one on the forestation of the forest, like the harvesting since 1995, they should also we should also have a recommendation regarding to the those forests that were harvested and the progress with regard to the forestation of those forests. And the other one was collaboration between trade and industry, different trade and industry, with regard to the aquaculture program development that is currently with the trade and industry. And there should also be a collaboration with the between ARC and NAMC with regard to have one program such as
Members, those are the areas that are still to be put on paper in black and white. We only spoke about them now, in addition to what we have. There, we have a committee recommending that the Minister of should provide the committee with a plan so that the department plans to address vacancies in the department, should lobby the land reform class to address challenges losing agriculture, land mining. I think that we need to add working together with the Minerals Department or Minerals Committee, something to that effect. Should lobby the land reform cluster to address the challenge of losing agricultural land to mining, working together, something to that effect, with the Mining or Minerals Department or Minerals Committee.
The one on GMOs catch up.
You must also add the area also on the GMOs, working together with the health committee.
I just want to remind members that the recommendations are made to the Minister of Agriculture through the House. So the issue of GMOs and what the committee wants to do with the NCOP are in-house things.
Mm.
We don't recommend on those. It's the things that the committee can arrange with other committees.
Okay. The one on trade and industry, does it not fall under that category?
Yeah, that
one is
relevant.
No, it's the department. That will lie us with the Department of Mineral Resources.
Yeah, it's the minister.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's relevant.
Okay.
Should consider funding the Veterinary Council to assist in its activities in encouraging young black students to enroll for veterinary and paraveterinary studies stroke qualifications. Second, should ensure that agriculture as a subject is included in learning programs as early as basic education stage. Let's read this one carefully. Should gradually dissolve Naha Farms Limited, taking into account all the labor-related and legal implications. The minister should also note that the SNTT for the past 4 years has failed to submit a professionally prepared strategic plan, APP, and annual report as required by PMFA and National Treasury regulations. The committee should read this recommendation in conjunction with the deliberations and recommendations made by the committee during the oversight visit to Naha Farms in October, November 2012. It's a straightforward one as well.
Yeah.
Members, I think, in my view, we have covered almost everything together with the recommendations. Mr. Pandara?
Yes, like you said, we did the report, that is what happened, now we can make some recommendations as well. Can we add some recommendations as well? The one that was, it also links to what you were saying, and then I think it should read something like this. That focus should be given to, and red tape should be removed to expand the aquaculture sector, and that would be to relieve the pressure from our natural resources, our wild aquaculture. Does that not hook on to what you were saying? That's one. Just let me finish this one.
You agree with that?
Red tape must be done away with.
Yeah, we must put more focus on aquaculture. And for that to happen, we must take away some red tape, because a lot of people want to do aquaculture, but they are prohibited from doing so because there are a lot of red tapes in the way. It takes about 3 years to apply for something like that, and then it takes another 5 years for the stuff to grow. So it is just too long and cumbersome to do it, so people don't do it. But there are lots of people that want to do it. They have properties next to the sea that can put up these farms to take the pressure of our natural resources, but there's a lot of red tape in the way. So we should relook at that and focus more on aquaculture. I mean, I think that is, we have been speaking like that all year long, that it must happen, but now we can put it in a solid recommendation, and like she just said, it will be us recommending it to the minister through parliament. So it would be a good strong effort she can put in there if she sees fit.
Mr. Gill?
Yeah, no.
On the same subject?
No.
Are we fine with that recommendation, member?
Yes.
It's a straightforward recommendation.
Yes.
Okay, let's take one, Mr. Gill.
No, there's another one. Okay, the other one was something that we recommended in committee, and it was in connection with the fleet of ships. Now, the fleet of ships, although they came to us in the committee and they told us that this fleet of ships will be repaired, they are still in Simonstown. They have not moved there. Now, one of the recommendations that I made previously was that we should set up a non-for-profit entity, which would include SAMHSA and the departments that have interest in these ships and industry together, so that they can run these ships, something like PPECB, that you would have a board and they would manage, but they would not get a lot of money for it. They would just manage it, and they would not be making a profit out of it. They would just make sure that these ships are run properly. The department have proven that they can't do it. And we need to do something to assist in going forward. And I mean, next year we will be here again, and they might still be in Simonstown if we don't do anything. So I would recommend that the same as what I did in that committee that day, which was one of my recommendations, that this entity be established with some, and the ships handed to SAMHSA, which is the South African Marine Maritime Safety Authority, and they are best placed because they are already in charge of the Galas, they are already in charge of the Algoa. The department handed it to them to run as well. So I think they could run our assets much better. Those ships are working fine. And I think we should ask them to assist us in getting those ships out. So we make a recommendation that this entity be formed between the industry, which is now doing all the research anyway, and the observer mission, and then SAMHSA as a lead department. Thank you. Can it work or not?
Sounds complicated. Mama? How to shish?
I think we shish. Or na Morena or Leta or Ring.
Moran.
Shall I try it in your language?
Moran.
Okay, my recommendation would be that an entity be established of which SAMHSA, the departments that have interest, and the industry are collectively managing our fleet of ships. Yes.
South African.
Yeah, SAMHSA is a government department. It is the South African Maritime Safety Association. They are in charge of all the ships around the coast.
Okay.
They are already, and it's working fine.
Transport. Well, I think it wasn't the paper that transport is taking over that management. Although we can make the recommendation, but I saw it in the paper today. So I'm not sure, but I saw it in the, definitely saw it in the staff.
There are two issues here. On one hand, we have a recommendation of this nature. Parallel that process, there is also a program that seeks to bring us a briefing on the vessels and the state of marine resources.
After the budget.
After the budget, yes. I want to suspect that all of those issues you are raising will be dealt with in that. I'm not sure whether we need to come up with a recommendation whilst the department has been working on something we don't know. To an extent, by the time they come here, already they shall have come with a fait accompli. Mr. Fandala, Mr. Keller, sorry.
You know, Chairperson, I would indulge you in that, but the problem is that you know, it's already dragged on for so long. And when they sat in that committee doing this, when the minister was also there, they really didn't have answers on us which time and date and how long it will take. They actually didn't know themselves what was going on. So we need to help them. We need to relieve them of their responsibility of that and let somebody else take it over that can do it. And if then they come later on and says, look, we can do it, then, I mean, we can always allow it. But we this is only a recommendation. It's not like the end of the world and we are we can make a recommendation. I'm sure we can. And maybe it will even assist them in what they are doing now. And then that would be very good for us if we could make a recommendation that would assist them. So I would still ask that we keep that recommendation.
Okay. Mr. Gehler, sorry?
No, Chairperson, I don't think there's any harm in making that recommendation. Let's make it. I'm supporting
it.
Sorry.
Okay, are we concluded? Sorry, Segura?
Yeah, I thought you said on page 5 the DG on top there to improve accountability, funds that are transferred to the provinces. Was intensified activity related to waiting works with personal funds transferred. I thought we were going to make a recommendation on this one because we discussed this at committee level, the accountability of funds that are transferred to provinces. The cash part funds, which we always have a problem with. I thought we were going to be more, you know, put more flesh into that recommendation. You know, we need to put more flesh in that because the truth of the matter is that we have a problem as a committee with the funds that are transferred. You know, we talked on that on numerous occasions. There's no monitoring, and nobody knows what's happening. So we need to put more flesh on that one.
Yeah, I think that's the reason why we then also were talking about, as part of that monitoring, establishing a very strong, you know, relationship with the NCOP, because we are hampered by, you know, the constitution, you know, coming into effect when provinces are to defend themselves by not coming to National Assembly. Provinces saying, yeah, but we are accountable to our MEC, our provincial legislature. But your NCOP enjoins them. They have no way out when we establish that relationship with the NCOP so that we transform this relationship between us and NCOP not only to be confined to them taking further legislation in this whole legislative process, but also in terms of our own work, we're able to come together and say, but here is one area that is supposed to bring us together in terms of your own oversight as NCOP, in terms of our own oversight, the question you are raising about monitoring. That is how I'm looking at it. Granted, yes, the point must be raised there about, you know, accountability, which is critical. But taking it forward, the question is, how do we do it? Mama?
Chairperson, on this one, we can't put it as a recommendation. The reason is what you are saying. It is for NCOP. What we can do, not on papers, is to maybe collaborate with NCOP committee on this so that they can come and brief us.
Mara, to put it on recommendation now, whereas we know that that is not our terrain, I don't know what will that do.
Can I come in?
Yes, Akela.
Now to introduce the chairperson, the Minister of Water Affairs, talked on this here, and some people as well. We are not a federal state. Let us be very clear. We are accountable as members of parliament. We vote this money in. Let us not make a mistake about that. We are voting the money, but now we need them to engage with NESNA, which the GT says they are busy doing, because there's no accountability about these funds that are transferred to the provinces. Totally no accountability. So we must also bite. We must not be lame duck of MP. We must be able to bite. So let's tell them. Let them keep on engaging Treasure about this year. Because they say they are engaging Treasury about this. They also got a problem, the department, about this year. Because this money is end up being used for something else.
Okay, Mr. Nkosi Qhepo.
Chairperson, I think I was to come through the way Honorable Mr. Kayla just come. That remembering what the minister once said, that that we are not a federal state. Chairperson, I was just thinking of the problem of tractors that are parked in provinces, not assisting where they actually are expected to assist. It can be these what I call emerging farmers or the developing farmers, as well as the substance farmers in rural areas. Remember last time when the DG or it was the acting DG at that day, when a question was raised, he responded by saying, as a national department, they are not responsible for following up how the provinces are distributing and maintaining the tractors. It's for the provinces to do so. But one finds it very difficult, Chairperson, when it comes to the processes and procedures to be followed when there are breakdown on those tractors. We find them parked up until the end of the season, not assisting the community. I wanted just to throw in to that point. Thank you.
Okay, Mama, you want to conclude?
Yes, Chairperson. Not to conclude, because I don't know what I'm going to say if you can conclude. It's like now I'm changing my mind. Isn't that I said it's not an issue which we could put as a recommendation? But the way we are struggling in this area, maybe if our recommendation can also include the treasury to look at this issue, because really, you know, even when we oversight, we don't meet those people. They don't come to us because they say they are not accountable to us. You know, here we are having a problem. Maybe yes. Let us put it as a recommendation.
Okay. Again, the point raised. Welcome, Mr. Abram. We did get your apologies Mr. Sinyalungu, that you had to start at the study group. We did get your apologies for both of you. It goes back to the point you were raising, Mr. Gayla, about accountability. Mama Upilis Maswane, she's taking it further. To an extent, she is insisting that it really has to be a recommendation, to an extent that National Treasury must be brought on board, again, enhancing that accountability that you spoke about. Whether it is going to be tractors, whether it's going to be CASP, or it's going to be any such you know, disbursements, conditional or otherwise, as your grants out of national, you know, DAF discussing. So I think it is as clear as that as we speak now. It does form part of the recommendation. Mr. Van Dalen and Mrs. Nyalungu, you are arriving at a point where we are almost done with the stuff. Sorry. What are you doing to me, Mr. Van Dalen? What are you doing to me? Mr. Abram and Mrs. Nyalungu, we are arriving. Apologies for that. You are arriving, I guess one is equally tired, yeah? At a point where we are concluding. This is a long report, page 19 pages, and I'm sure with other additional recommendations, we are probably going to end up having 21 pages at the most. There are other recommendations over and above those that have been added. We looked at the document at two levels. One, at the level wherein the department had expressed, you know, their submissions or other views as part of their submissions. And then also we commented on those, but at the same time, we were worried about our own deliberations, whether or not they were captured. So they did indeed get captured in the course of, you know, our discussion through the recommendation. So those shall indeed be seen when we have the final document. Now we have one or two things that we can do. We have the quorum. We can adopt this report with all of those additional recommendations, or we can wait until those recommendations are factored here in black and white, and then only then that we adopt. The choice is ours. Mr. Geller?
I think we are having a meeting on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
So why don't we have to adopt it on Thursday when everything is in there?
Okay. Okay, that's the view. Are we fine with that view?
Yes.
Okay. On Thursday, just as a reminder, we're meeting at 4:75, view 4:75. We shall take us through a very important meeting with NARPO on concerns among your emerging livestock farmers. Did you receive the presentation?
Yes, I saw one.
We did.
NARPO.
Yeah, that's what the meeting is proposing through Mr. Geller, having recommended that we receive the editions sometime tomorrow, and then when we meet before end of tomorrow, will that be fine? And then when we meet on Thursday in the afternoon at 2, we are able to, at 2 on Thursday, we are able to cover just before we get into our meeting, just this part. It won't take us long. Okay, Mr. Abram?
Chairperson, our meeting on Thursday is in the afternoon. From what I'm made to understand, Thursday morning, I'm made to understand, I don't know whether it's true, there's very little activity taking place in Parliament. So I understand. There's no EPCs, nothing else is happening. That's what I understand.
It's caucus.
No caucus, I believe.
It is caucus.
We have caucus.
Well, then I don't know, Chair, but that's what I understood.
It's caucus time on Thursday.
Yeah. Chairperson, regarding the various recommendations and what have you, I just want to make one comment. And that is that, you know, the law will say that this, that and the other shall not be done, or it shall be done this way, or it shall be done that way. It is a human element that can either make that recommendation work or just file it off. And unfortunately, Chair, our problem is that the Department of Agriculture, whenever they appear before us, make commitments that they would attend to certain things, and you never hear from them again. So, it's the human element again. I say that the integrity of a person is tested when that person tells you that 2 weeks from now, I will see that you receive this, that, or the other. So, Chairperson, if you want to see delivery, if you want to see things happening, there needs to be a change in the psyche of that particular department's officials. Otherwise, Chair, we are going to end this term with very little to show, because the department does not come to the party. In conclusion, Chair, that tractor issue, implements issue, is not only confined to the location where I photograph these things, also somewhere else I'm made to understand. Because today, Chair, today, select committee of the NCOP had the Free State Agriculture MEC there, as well as two officials from the National Department regarding these issues. And they were told bluntly that by Friday, we want A, B, C, D from you people. Now, you see, Chair, I don't understand. When we try to get MECs to our meetings, they disregard us. Select committee does it today. They appeared there this morning.
Okay, all I'm saying, Chair, can I cut short, Mr. Abram? It will assist you as well. We did discuss the matter related to how provinces respond to our calls. What is becoming very clear is that the Constitution is the issue at hand here. To an extent, we had also resolved that we need to work very closely with the NCOP, because it is in their competence area when dealing directly with the MECs and the departments and provinces. We are going to take that route now, because from where we are seated, we deal with national department, national minister. MECs being called upon? No. Departments being called upon? No. Why? It's in the Constitution. What do you call it?
Concurrent function.
Not concurrent, the other term. No. It's got to do with, spheres of government being independent, separation of power.
Their autonomy and
system. Exactly. That's where the issue is. And again, the Constitution talks to that. But now we're taking that route of having to work with the NCOP quite closer in order for us to be able to get directly, because what we're trying to address here is disbursements of any funds, whether conditional or otherwise, that go to the provinces. Not only are we to do that now, but also getting, well, we're looking at accountability, national treasury as well, to be brought on board. So we did cover all those areas in our discussion. Members, I think we are done for now. And thanks for the time. There is dinner at the old assembly. It's a sit-down dinner that is served. I did not mention that there are apologies that came through. The one apology is from Mrs. Tina Juma Peterson. Another apology is from Mrs. Palito. Another apology is from Mrs. Dane.
Yes, I may just tell you that the father is in ICU. He's very bad state, so he's on his side.
Sorry about that. Yeah, let's get to do something from Okay, members, the meeting is adjourned, and then let's go and enjoy dinner. Thanks.
How are you, boss?
You okay?
Oh, but you can't work with your.